Taking a look first at your news for the hour. There will be some changes during the next election cycle in Almont Township. The Board of Trustees has approved moving the voting location for the Tuesday, November 3rd election to the Almont Township Fire Department at 7487 Tub Spring Road. That polling location will replace the voting at Precinct 1 and Precinct 2 that had been done at the Almont Municipal Building in the past. The change was made because there is more room to accommodate voters and election equipment. However, the 9 days of early voting for the general election will remain being done at the original Township Hall location. And another news for today. When Akron Village Chief of Police David Danielson gave a report on his department during this month's village meeting, he also made some requests. He reported he's currently looking into a passive camera project for Main Street, which would set up a camera in the park for only recording reaction videos, according to his explanation. He also asked to use some of the budgeted money that is being saved for a vehicle, as well as to purchase a sidearm. He followed up that information saying he will get quotes on the cost of those two items and expects to have that information ready for the September meeting. The next item that Danielson brought up was participating in the updated court and law enforcement management information system agreement. The CLEMIS agreement, for short, is a legal contract that allows a public safety agency, such as police departments, fire departments, jails, or courts, to access and share data through its united network. It is an information sharing network primarily used by law enforcement to look up criminal histories, mugshots, property data, and incident reports. The CLEMIS system has historically been operated by Oakland County, but it is transitioning into a standalone operation as an independent government entity known as the CLEMIS Authority. Because of that structural shift, all participating public agencies are required to sign new CLEMIS Authority agreements in order to maintain their access. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. A financial issue was addressed during the most recent Clifford Village meeting. Village Clerk Laura Fenton reported that the village's share of revenue was received, but there are requirements on how it may be spent. Of the money that has been received, the village can only spend 25% for EMS or fire prevention, and they can only spend up to 75% for police services. Fenton noted that she received a request from Lapeer County EMS for the 25% to go towards replacing all of the department's defibrillators. After a discussion, the council approved giving 25% to Burlington Township Fire Department because they are also qualified as first responders. The remaining revenue sharing funds will be given to the Lapeer County Sheriff's Department. And another news for today. Because of some issues that occurred during the August 4th election period, the Davison Township election workers are discussing wanting a police presence at any future elections. During the last township meeting, Clerk Michael Leffler reported that voters were aggressive, rude, and harassed them to the point that some of them are considering resigning. He gave a litany of issues that election workers had to deal with. At the top of the list were people coming for several times during the early election period and on election day demanding to file police reports on a variety of issues, some of whom acted out, even scaring other voters. The board listened to what Loeffler said, but did not give any comment. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Tuesday, August 25th of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.